Shri Gaura Hari, Shri Gosta Bihari. Nandaya Somatiti Tari. Nandaya Somatiti Tari. Ajabhagatava Tadashi Gaura Hari. Ajabhagatava Tadashi Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aja bhagata bhattara shi gaura hari. Aja bhagata bhattara shi gaura hari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajikacharya Satutta Sarashi Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajikacharya Satutta Sarashi Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai. Namacharya Vasila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sakon Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivindi Ki Jai. Sisi Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Sri Vrindavan dham ki jai, Mayapur Navadvip dham ki jai, Jagannath Puri dham ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Go Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Not yet. Thank you. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes. Let's read the translations to that. Very good. Thank you, Madonna. I'd forgotten I was going to do that. Just worship Sri Gaura Hari, who is always affectionate toward his devotees. That's the theme for today. Bhakta Vatsala means one who is affectionate to his devotees. He is the same Supreme Godhead, Krishna, who sported in the cowherd pastures of Braj and stole the hearts of Nanda and Yasoda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Today we will be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra, texts 143 through 147. But before we do that, I want to have a little interaction here from everyone. You'll see how. To churn a pot. We have a pot of Bhakta Vatsala, Krishna's affection for his devotees. And I want to churn it so that it becomes thicker and sweeter. So I looked up Bhakta Vatsala. And some of the examples are Kardama Muni prayed that, although I'm a householder, you're kindly coming to my home, Bhakta Vatsala, because I'm your devotee. Another one is obviously the residents of Vrindavan were being tormented by the rains sent by Indra. And Krishna, out of his affection for his devotees, protected them by lifting Govardhan Hill. And out of his affection for Indra, crushed his pride. So, to churn this, everybody's consciousness should come to this point. And can you get the microphone, Madan Prabhu? And go to every single person and just give a quick example of Bhaktivatsala, Krishna's affection for his devotees. And everybody has to give a different one. So as it goes to the ladies, it will get more and more difficult. Did you join Mastami?
Oh, boy. Start with Madan.
Yeah, start with Madan. He'll use his phone. Okay, ladies. Oh, okay.
Well, two things came to mind. First, Gajendra.
One, yeah. One. Otherwise,
okay.
Otherwise.
Sorry, we'll go on forever. And we're supposed to go on forever.
Okay. No, but the thing is, you'll take
it. I'm kidding. Okay. Gajendra was in a desperate situation, and the Lord came to save him. We just read that story in the Bhagavatam, I think.
And Devon Leela?
Prahlad Maharaj and Shringadev. Yeah, Prahlad even. No one could pacify the Shringadev, only Prahlad Maharaj could do that. And anyway, the Shringadev saved him.
No, Madan, everybody, please.
Sudama Brahman, you didn't say that, right?
Sweet.
So he didn't even want anything material, but Krishna gave him everything, including his personal association. Well, I got Krishna's blessings. I get to come here every day.
Hari Bol.
Keshava Kashmiri, he got the blessings of Lord Gauranga. His pride was crushed and he got the mercy.
Dhruva Maharaj.
What was his mercy?
Well, initially he had material desires to have a kingdom greater than his father, but through Krishna's mercy, Krishna made him realize that that's actually not the greatest thing. The greatest thing is devotion, so he gave him that.
I have something that is not from the scripture, but more actual. Krishna mercy followed unto a devotee who was stuck on the highway, and he gave me the opportunity to go help that person, and I realized through that actually Krishna's kindness to the devotees, we can pass it up through us if we are surrendering to him. So my example is that if you want to pass on the Krishna's mercy to the others, you have to be surrendered to your spiritual master.
One fine tune, like sometimes you fine tune the radio to get a better reception, you said Krishna's mercy. That's a little bit different than affection. This is actually Krishna's affection, and that's why I wanted to churn it, so that we can try to understand this sentiment as we go into that lotus flower. Just like there's some hummingbirds have these little beaks, and they can stick their nose in a flower. But then I saw a documentary, and there's some hummingbirds that have really long beaks, and they can stick their beaks way down into the flower to get that. So in this pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going further and further into this flower of Krishna's affection for his devotees, and he's trying to arouse that and awaken that within Lord Jagannath while he's dancing before the cart, as we'll hear. So, Indikesh?
Krishna was so kind to Srila Prabhupada.
When? Any specific time?
Oh. the whole time?
I was thinking on the boat. How he was suffering, he was having a heart attack, and somehow or another Krishna came in that form and revealed to him how all the avatars were actually moving the boat, rowing the boat, directing the boat, but certainly all the time, yes. Bhagavad Gita.
You can come back to me.
Okay, that's a good meditation.
Ambarish Maharaj, when he was like, who's the...
Durvasa.
Yeah, Durvasa Muni came and
harassing him. He created a demon, didn't he?
He threw the Sudarshan chakra right after him.
No.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Haridas Thakur.
Oh, actually, we'll stay there for a second. Haridas Thakur is one of the ones, when you look up Bhakti Vatsala, it's actually in the verse. What part of Haridas Thakur? What reciprocation with Haridas Thakur?
I was just thinking about how the Lord showed him his back, and he said, I took that beating. You didn't feel it. I took that beating.
Yes. Nice. The one where it's used actually, specifically anyway, is when Haridas Thakur was elderly and couldn't chant his rounds, then Mahaprabhu came before him and he was saying, please let me look upon your face and chant your holy name as I leave my body. That's my expectation, because I'm your devotee. Brother Damodar? Oh, Bhagavatamika's got one before somebody else takes it.
Yudhisthira Maharaj. After Kunti Devi offered her prayers to Krishna and somewhat asking him to stay, but he was still prepared to go, but then he stayed for Yudhisthira Maharaj.
Nice.
Because of his need for relief from his anxiety about being responsible for the whole war.
Nice, beautiful.
In the story of Sakshi Gopal, the Didi walked behind the devotee to be a witness to the devotee's offer. The old man had offered his daughter to the Brahmana in marriage, and the Lord became a witness to that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Prabhu? Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was thinking that an example of Bhaktivatsala is for all of us, as his devotees, he manifests himself as Nam.
Very nice. Thank you.
He saves us.
Sweet.
Draupadi, when she's getting this one.
Oh, sweet.
I was thinking also that when Krishna manifested himself as all the cowherd boys, when they were stolen, even without the mothers of the gopis thinking that they all just wanted to have an affection for Krishna, so out of affection he manifested, and the calves, he manifested all the calves for the cows to have Krishna.
and affectionately reciprocated with all of them for a year.
And they didn't even know.
New Orleans, Bourbon Street, Amman Sankirtan, tried to protect Mother Lakshmi and shot twice in the stomach, laying in the gutter in Bourbon Street. Looked like it might be the end of my life. Remember what Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, think of Krishna at the time of death, very important. And so I tried very hard to think of Krishna. And immediately upon thinking of Krishna, there was a convention of surgeons in town. And there were doctors all around. I mean, they were all, it was like the universal form of doctors. And it's a true story. And I'm still here 20 years later.
Apurva. Oh, supposed to give an example of Krishna's affection for his devotees, Bhaktivatsala. I think we're churning a pot of Krishna's affection for his devotees by giving different examples.
I was going to use that one about Srila Prabhupada on the boat. Mm. But what was really amazing is that at the end of the journey, Captain Pandya, I think Captain Pandya's wife said, this is the smoothest crossing I've ever had in, 30 years of going across the Atlantic. But I had another one. I don't know if the time would permit, but this is my friend Nirguna when he was leaving his body, and how Krishna just came to him and just inundated him with affection. His first picture that he saw, a BBT plate that he saw of Krishna was of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, so he was very attached to Giriraj. And so we placed, at the end of his life, we placed a Govardhan Shila on his chest. And it was just, and he had one in his hand as well. And so then there was this tumultuous kirtan going on. This is the first Mayapur Institute classroom where he was. We had about 80 devotees there. And then in the midst of this kirtan, I mean, I had to put my ear right next to his mouth to hear, even when the kirtan wasn't going on, because he was so weak. He weighed 45 pounds. His wrist, his thigh was the size of my wrist. You know, he was so thin because he couldn't eat. You know, his esophagus was blocked. So then, in the midst of this kirtan, Harisari, who had been reading from the unpublished diary every day for an hour and a half, you know, in the last few weeks, heard Nirguna say, "Get your piece and go." And I said, then he said to Nirguna, "Did someone say something to you?" And Nirguna said, "Yes." And Harisari said, "Who?" "Giriraj." So then Harisari said, "Giriraj wanted you to get his piece, your piece, and go." So what did Giriraj mean by peace? Then he said, "Giriraj again." So Giriraj wanted you to take him and go? And they're going to say, "Yes." And it was just like a complete bliss. So, weeks he revealed to one devotee who was on the care team that he thought he was a Manjari in Krishna's Lila, but he wasn't sure. And so this kind of confirmed all of this. You know, I wrote an article in Giriraj Swami's book, you know, on his passing, you know, on the life's final exam.
There's quite a few examples of Krishna's
at the end.
Even Jayananda's mother, there was a pastime where the nurse, the hospice nurse, was a devotee.
Yeah.
It's one removed. So Purvi, you have one? Yes, he is. Okay.
Arjuna.
Arjuna, certainly. Yeah. Okay, getting some butter.
Okay.
Or what about him?
The gopis, Krishna expanded himself so each one of them could know that he was dancing just with them.
And of course, the song that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote is quite extensive of how Krishna enjoyed the lunch, the Bhoga Artik lunch with all the cowherd boys, and enjoyed affectionate dealings by eating with them all.
I was thinking about Bhishma Dev, how Krishna came.
At the time of death.
At the time of death. And Bhishma Dev was able to express his feelings of how when he was seeing Krishna at the battlefield, and he was able to express himself and then see Krishna's lotus face.
Now specifically, we'll do the verses beginning with 143, and you'll see how. Oh, you didn't do one at all? Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, Arjuna was the first on my list. You didn't clarify anything.
Oh, okay, so you're going to
Krishna became the charioteer for Arjuna. That's But when Krishna came and took the little scraps of vegetable from Draupadi's cooking pot to save the Pandavas.
Save the Pandavas from Draupadi's. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Madhavendra Puri got the sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri, gave it to him. And who else? He brought milk to... he brought milk to him also.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not sweet, right? One of the themes, as I'm remembering, because there's a lot to all these pastimes, one of the concepts which is also beautiful, which I wanted to mention in this, is you see how association awakens that appreciation for Krishna and his loving exchanges with his devotees. By churning that, by awakening that, we all better appreciate it. In the exact same way, these verses now, is Lord Chaitanya in front of Lord Jagannath trying to arouse and awaken a particular appreciation in the Lord. So let's read those. And that's what, it's amazing because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing this. He wasn't there, and from the external point of view, all people were witnessing was the chariot going down Grand Road, Bhadaganga, and Mahaprabhu and his devotees dancing in front of it, and then Mahaprabhu with the circles, there was three circles of the devotees all around him, and he's dancing in ecstasies and chanting a lot of verses. Some people didn't even understand them. But somehow or another, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has been able to, by disciplic succession, Samapriya was mentioning that because Swarup Damodara was present, he taught Raghunath Das Goswami, which I was going to bring up later because of the face. And finally, Raghunath Das Goswami was speaking at Radhakund, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was hearing it. Similarly, we're hearing this whole conversation. There was no conversation. It was Lord Chaitanya dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. But inside, internal pastime, there was this whole reciprocation going on between them. So let's read about that in text 143 through 147. Vrindavana Govardhanya Munapulina Vana Se Kunjarasa Dika Lila Se Vrajera Vraja Jana Mata Pita Bandhu Gana Bhara Chitra Kemana Pasarira. It is amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father and mother and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the banks of the Jamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the Rasalila dance? Text 144. Ved Gadga Mridhu Sadguna Shushila Snigna Karuna Tumi tomara nahi dosha bhasa Tabe ye tomara mana nahi smare vraja jana Se amara dudhaiva virasa. Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. Na gani apani dukha deki vraje svarimukha vraja janera hridaya vidhari kiva mara vraja vasi kiva jiyo vraja asi kena jiyo dukha saha vyari. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of your mother Yasoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all. Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Why is it that you are simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? Tomara ye anya vesha anya sange anya desha vraja jane kabo nahi bhai vraja bhumi chedite nare toma na dekhire mane Raja Janera ki habe upai. The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? Tumi vrajera jivana, raja rajera pranadana, tumi vrajera shakala sampad, kripa dhara tomara mana asidya o raja jana, raja udaya kara o nijapada. My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let them all live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Radharani did not express her personal unhappiness at being separated from Krishna. She wanted to evoke Krishna's feelings for the condition of all the others in Vrindavan Dham. Mother Yasoda, Maharaj Nanda, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the birds and bees on the banks of the Jamuna, the waters of the Jamuna, the trees, forests, and all other paraphernalia associated with Krishna before he left Vrindavan for Mathura. These feelings of Srimati Radharani were manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he invited Lord Jagannath, Krishna, to return to Vrindavan. This is the purport of the Rathyatra's cart going from Jagannath Puri to the Gundicha temple. Om Agnanti Nirvandasya Gnanjana Sarakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. How complex this pastime is becoming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but his mood has been so much dominated by the mood of Srimati Radharani that he is completely immersed in her bhava, her mood of separation. And as this pastime unfolds, we already read about the deities coming out of the temple, getting onto their chariots, the king coming to sweep in front of the chariots. Then finally the procession begins, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged his devotees in seven different sankirtan groups, and they're chanting, and they're going down the road from the Jagannath temple, which is compared or considered opulent, grandiose type of worship, and they're going to Sundarachala Gundicha, where Lord Jagannath will spend 10 days. And while in Gundicha, those 10 days is just as if the mood that's being generated, that's being churned, is just as if Krishna came back to Vrindavan after having left such a long time ago. So it's a gradual, affectionate churning, just like that milk, that bhaktavatsala that we just churned. Last month, when I gave class, I gave an example that I want to elaborate upon further. You may remember that we talked about the further away you go from the spiritual world, even manifestedly in the material energy, it becomes harder and harder, like the diamond. The diamond, at least on this planet, is the hardest, most dense expression of material energy. Similarly, the further one goes away from Goloka Vrindavan, the less affection one has for Krishna, the less affection one manifests in their affectionate dealings with Krishna. There's the lower planets where people are demons. Even on this planet, we see that there are circumstances, people living their lives. It's not that they're not affectionate. They are affectionate, but they're not affectionate to Krishna. They're affectionate to their family, to their friends, to their dogs and their cats or their iguanas or their guinea pigs. They're affectionate. That's a natural condition of the soul. But the further away you go, the less it manifests directed toward Krishna. Then you come to the spiritual energy. And even in the spiritual energy, what happens with the people that first enter into the spiritual realm? Do they have affection for Krishna just because they've realized they're not their body and realized the Supreme Absolute Truth? Is there love for Krishna, Brahma Bhuta, Prasanatma, Nasochatina Kamsati? I was just reading about Prakasananda Saraswati. And what happened was that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through Varanasi, he stayed there with Chandrasekhar and Tapana Misra. And one Brahmin was visiting, and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting throughout the streets of Varanasi. And he knew that Prakasananda had many disciples, and he went and explained who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was and what he was doing. And Prakasananda said, "Yes, I've heard about this sentimental sannyasi that's come from Vrindavan, dancing and chanting. This is not the activities of the sannyasi in Vedic culture." And he said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name three times, but he never said Krishna and he never said Hari. So when that Brahmin went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said he was able to speak your name, but he didn't chant Krishna or Hari. Why can't he chant? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained very beautifully how Krishna is non-different than his name, and that there are two kinds of Brahmavadis, Mayavadis, impersonalists. Some are actually offenders at the lotus feet of the Lord. They try to make the Lord not a person. They have some understanding of Brahman, but they're actually offensive and want to dismember the Lord from his hands, his legs, his feet, his eyes, his form. And then there are the others who are actually just not mature in their Brahman realization. And the example was given of the four Kumaras. The four Kumaras were completely transcendental. They entered the spiritual world. And when the pastime of Jai and Vijay happened, and the Lord came there, and they smelled the aroma of the tulsi and saffron on his lotus feet, they immediately became enthralled and appreciated. So he pointed out that there's these two kinds of people. So even in the Brahman effulgence, there's no affection for the Lord. We also heard about the different progression and churning of this affection from Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and finally Madhurya. But we often hear, we always hear it, in Gaudiya Siddhanta, we always hear about how Goloka Vrindavan, Vrindavan Bhakti, Braj Bhakti, is unique. It's different. It's more affectionate than any other affection anywhere in the entire spiritual world or material world. So the question arises, what makes that affection different? Why is it so glorified? And there are some examples. And I can't explain this to you in 10 minutes. It requires getting a long beak and sticking your nose into the flower of that consciousness, of that reality, so that we can better understand it. But there are some places that we can point the direction toward. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's nice discussions about the difference of the affectionate Vatsalya Bhava of Vasudev and Devaki and Nanda and Yasoda. Vasudev and Devaki saw Vishnu when he appeared. You remember in the prison house of Kamsa. And then he became a baby. And Vasudev took him over to Nanda Maharaj's house. So their understanding of Krishna was spiced with that Aishvarya understanding of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They saw it, they experienced it, they knew it. So even though he came to Mathura, even though he lived with them for years, he and Krishna and Balaram, their love is considered slightly less, or it's not less. Our material conditioning makes it difficult to conceive of higher and lower without more or less. It's perfect. Their love is eternally perfect, but it's not manifest as intimately, as an affectionately, and as freely as Nanda and Yasoda. Another example is when Uddhava was sent by Krishna to Vrindavan. Uddhava, outside of Braj, is, practically speaking, Lord Krishna's most intimate associate. He's super intelligent. He's Brihaspati Shishya. He's the disciple of Brihaspati. He counsels Krishna and is very intimately associated with Krishna and understands Krishna's nature. But when he was sent to Vrindavan, this most intimate of associates became lost. He didn't know what he was doing. He was seeing the love of these people and he was understanding, my God, who am I? I would like to take birth as a blade of grass so that these people, their foot dust will touch me. When he saw Nanda Maharaj, he sat with... When Uddhava sat with Nanda Maharaj and tried to explain to him what was going on in Mathura, who Krishna was, that's a worthy study. That's a flower to put our beaks into and contemplate and meditate upon the love that Nanda Maharaj said. He said to Uddhava that he may be your God, but he's my son. And that love, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood of Srimati Radharani, is dominating his consciousness. He's not thinking, I'm Krishna, and therefore, you know, he's not acting. He's absorbed. Yoga Maya has completely covered his consciousness. So in the same way, eternally, Nanda Maharaj's love. What was this verse that we just read? And Radharani is expressing here how the love is churning. She's expressing, how can you do this? How did you leave? How is that remotely possible? That you left your father. But he did. And went to Mathura. When he went to speak with the gopis, Uddhava, in Nandagram, Uddhava Kyari, you can go there, you can sit there, you can read this pastime. But there's no more Kadamba trees that used to be there, according to all the Vaishnavas who have visited there, and read about Uddhava trying to express what his friend in Mathura was feeling. And then seeing Srimati Radharani talk to a bumblebee. These are places where we should stick our beaks and our affection. Our affection lies dormant. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanada Sudachite Karya Udoy. It's lying dormant within the heart of everyone. But by hearing from the proper source, that love is churned and awakened. And that's what's happening on the roads of Jagannath Puri in this particular pastimes. As they're going towards Gundicha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani during the kirtan, which is the means, the tool, the fuel. In this age of Kali, we just sang that beautiful. Kabir led that nice bhajan. about simply by hearing and chanting about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we counteract the lower nature of Kali Yuga. So that's what he's churning this, he's awakening it within everyone, within Lord Jagannath, within himself, within all his associates, within all the people of Puri, and 520 years later from us. Simply by hearing these things, that love is awakened, and that's the process of Krishna consciousness in this age. There's a nice verse. Madan, can you pick up the... and put this verse up? Just a short verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada, 10.9.12. This is an example of some of the things we were just discussing. I'll read the Sanskrit while he gets it together. Taktva zhastim sutam bitam vegna ya bhaktavatsala yesha kiratam badham dhamanad virya kovida. Mother Yasoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yasoda wanted to bind Krishna, not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection, to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with rope. Mother Yasoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was afraid merely to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yasoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. So it's complex. It's not just... there's complexities and features. Just like a flower, if you take it and kind of open it up and look at all the little things that go on, there's the fading, there's the color of the petals, and as they get toward the center, then they connect to a whorl, and in the whorl, there's all kinds of little fuzzy things and pieces, and then that goes down into the stem. It's a complex entity, even though it looks like just a simple flower, and there's the scent and the fragrance and how that's brought that from the earth. So our love is complex, it's full, but in this sadhaka stage, we're required to constantly bring the mind back and focus it on Krishna. And I was just reading that Anyabhilasita Sunyam Gyanakarmati Anavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. And it was describing in the purport by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami that when one performs an action, they also involve their emotions. That kind of caught my attention. It's not that we just do something because you show up and do it mechanically. I did it. I chanted my rounds. I really did. But I was thinking of something else the whole time. Then the love will take more time to churn to butter. So a suggestion that when we perform our activities, to also give your heart, give our hearts to Krishna. And that's the essence of pure bhakti. And we're gradually doing that through this process. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Samapriya. Samapriya?
Another difference between pure love and the different levels and advancement of pure love, we were discussing, there was a purport Srila Prabhupada was talking about how in one stage is that we offer everything that we do to Krishna. Everything that we do it, we offer it to Krishna. And then the next stage is, Krishna, what do you want me to do for you? It's more about, it's a subtle point, but do you remember that point?
Yes.
Can you say something about that?
Again, we can go back to our spectrum. On one side, there's the person who actually wants to enjoy the results of the karma. So they perform a sacrifice and they offer it to Krishna, but they're simultaneously very interested in the results of the karma. And then there's, on the other end of the spectrum, the person who has no self-interest at all and simply wants to do it for the pleasure of Krishna. Isn't that the point that you were...
Yeah, the motivation is, firstly, to serve Krishna because of Krishna's desire, and it's based on more developed love, whereas do something and offer the results.
Nice. And yes, more developed stage, love. Perfect.
It's a more developed.
Come on, Amy. Madan?
Okay. Do you know the definition of affection?
Sounds like you know it.
I don't. But it seems like it's a feeling.
According to Vedic concept, just like we have Janmadhyaya Satyataha, there's a lot of people have a conception of God, but don't really know the definition of who that is or what that is. Janmadhyaya Satyataha means that from which everything is born. Janmadhyaya Satyataha. That from which everything comes. Sarva karana karanam. Everything comes from Krishna. Therefore, he is the supreme absolute truth. Janmadhyasya itaha. It's the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Vedic concept is God, the concept of God, the definition of God, is that from which all energy has its source. So according to my understanding, affection and love in a Vedic concept is the example of the gopis, the example of these Brajabhaktas, that there, in that verse, anyabhilasita swanyam, the verbal root is shila. Anushilanam modifies Krishnanu. And it means that one performs the action favorably for the pleasure of Krishna. Love, even in this world, means to do something selflessly for the pleasure of the beloved. There's the ashraya, the person who has the love, and there's the vishaya, the object of the love. So the more that the container wants the desire of the beloved, the more affection is developed, just like a parent for a child. They will forego their own pleasures in life for the betterment of their children. We see this affection manifests everywhere. Their money, their intelligence, their house, their facility, their time, their energy, everything. And then grandchildren usually get a really good hit. and it manifests that way. But in Goloka Vrindavan, everything they do, even the mothers of those, Madan Mohan gave the example of the time that the cowherd boys were stolen, the mother's affection, the mothers were seeing Krishna and Balaram in the village, and they were thinking, oh, they're so wonderful, because love of Godhead, love of Krishna, manifests a pleasure when one serves Krishna. There's a nice chapter in the end of the fifth chapter of Adi Lila, which describes Advaitacharya. It describes so many different expansions of Krishna who wanted to come with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted to manifest with him so they could serve him. Because pleasure of God, pleasure of Krishna, bhakti to Krishna, service to Krishna, love for Krishna, manifests pleasure. It awakens the Hladini Shakti. Even the Supreme Personality of God himself sees it in his bhaktas and wants to experience it himself. So he takes that position. So my understanding of affection is that one wants the beloved to experience pleasure, and therefore the more that that motive is manifest, is the more affection will be there.
And sometimes we don't feel affection. So even a mother of a wonderful child, you know, sometimes sure. It's like not exactly a feeling of affection, but I guess you've touched upon love, whether we feel it or not, you know, that we always want to serve the beloved.
I think sometimes, let's say, when you boil something, like a doll with some subjects in it, and you look at it, sometimes stuff comes up to the top, and then it goes back down, and then it comes back up, and it's a rolling boil. So it's not that it's not there. It's not that it's not in the soup or in the preparation. It's there. It's just not at the top at the time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Vagatnika?
I had a little question, but just to pick up on what Kamalini was saying, is, my mind went blank. Sorry. Okay, this other thing is, you mentioned higher and lower, referring to Vasudeva and Devaki, that love is not less or more, you know, making these. Can you say, you said perfect, so that's perfect, and there's more perfect and most perfect, can that be used?
Yes.
That would be a way to accommodate that.
I think that's the terms that they actually use in there. Yeah. Yeah. Dwarkamatur of Vrindavan. There's a nice book, anybody who might want to read that, by Gaur Govinda Maharaj, called Mathura Meets Vrindavan. And there's also some videos, although his accent's a little hard to understand until you get used to it. But he gave a lot of nice lectures on the conversation between Uddhava and Nanda Maharaj. But yes, perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. Pardon? Vrindavan meets Mathura? Mathura meets Vrindavan?
Vrindavan or Dwarka?
That one's just Mathura meets Vrindavan, that book. But, oh, you're talking about that growth? Probably Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, I would think, because Mathura is Braj Bandha.
How do you find those lectures you're talking about?
Look up Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Uddhava. Yes. Yes,
I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada, when he sees any living entity, he sees Krishna and he sees the living entity. Mm-hmm. And whatever he's doing for the living entity, he's offering it to Krishna at the same time. So his love for mm-hmm. Krishna is manifesting what we're feeling for us, is because he's offering us to the whole connection there, and it's something being taken from when Prabhupada's purports about Queen Kunti breaking her affection, wanting not to be affectionate. He says that the real affection or the real exchange between living entities is via media, the super soul. Via media, the super soul. So the idea is that the relationship is between, you know, Prabhupada and Krishna, seeing him as the super soul, and the living entity who's as your lecture is on Bhakti Vatsala, and the mood, of course, Radharani is to bring everybody to have Krishna enjoy the unique love that that devotee has to offer to Krishna. So
yeah.
I was just
thank you.
Seeing it.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Do you know today's seminar, if you want to announce it, or by Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's at 10 o'clock. I'm not sure of the topic.
So, yeah, okay. So spiritualizing relationships.
Oh, really?
It goes from 10 to 12:30.
Why don't you speak into the microphone, John Astin?
2 to 4.
And, yeah, for all the
people. Okay. Chaitanya Charan at the Alachua Learning Academy Cafeteria will facilitate a seminar entitled Spiritualizing Relationships. It'll run from 10 to 12:30 and from 2 to 4:30. And lunch is there.
No, you have to reserve it, so they won't have lunch for anybody who doesn't know about it today.
What?
You know what I mean?
There's no lunch?
Yeah. There will be lunch if you register.